In this week's parasha, Parshas Ekev, we have beautiful psukim that describe Eretz Yisrael, our beloved and precious land. Ki ha'aretz asher ata ba shama lirishta lo ke'aretz Mitzrayim hi, asher yitzasa misham, asher tizra ezarecha v'yishkisa viraglecha kegan hayarek. The pasuk says in Parshas Ekev, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud, the land to which you come to take possession of it. It is not like the land of Egypt from which where you left, where you would plant your seed and water by your foot like a vegetable garden. Pasuk Yud Aleph, V'ha'aretz asher atem ovrim shama lirishta eretz harim uvekaos limtar hashamayim tishtamayim. But the land to which you cross over there to take possession of it, it is a land of mountains and valleys. By the rain of the heavens, it drinks water. And then, Pasuk Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis. The Torah so beautifully describes the Ribono Shel Olam's interest with Eretz Yisrael, relationship with Eretz Yisrael, and passionate love and concern for Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Doresh Osa. It is a land which Hashem, your God, seeks out. Tamid Enei Hashem Elokecha Ba. The eyes of Hashem your God are always upon this land. Mireishis Hashana, from the beginning of the year, Va'ad Achrishana, and to the end of the year. We see that there is only one land that God seeks out. There is one land that God loves. There is one land that God's eyes are upon from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, and that is our beloved Eretz Yisrael. Rav Soloveitchik, Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, known as the Rav Zatzal, speaks so beautifully about Hasharas Hashchina, the resting of the Divine Presence in Eretz Yisrael. The Rav says, Hasharas Hashchina, the reality of the Divine Presence, is a continuous process in Eretz Yisrael. It is part of the climate. So Hasharas Hashchina, the fact that God dwells, if you will, the God reveals himself, if you will, to a much greater degree in Eretz Yisrael, in our Holy Land, says the Rav, the reality of the Divine Presence is a continuous process in Eretz Yisrael. It is part of the climate, just as there are different kinds of climates, cold climates and warm climates. Similarly, there are climates completely devoid of the Divine Presence, and climates very conducive to this Divine Presence. So different topography and geography and lands have all different kinds of climates. We have arid desert climates, we have wet and humid climates, we have highland and mountains, we have lowlands and valleys. So Soloveitchik says, so too there is the kind of climate of spirituality. There is the climate of spirituality of Eretz Yisrael, where Hashem dwells. And there are climates, Rachmana Litzlan, completely devoid of spirituality, where Kaviyot, the Ribbono Shel Olam, does not dwell, just as there are different kinds of climates, says the Rav, cold climates and warm climates. Similarly, there are climates completely devoid of the Divine Presence, and climates very conducive to it. Just as it is natural to get up in the morning and see the sun shining, and natural to get up in the morning and see the rain and hear the rain falling, so too in Eretz Yisrael, it is natural to get up in the morning and find the Shechina. Just as one who walks out in the rain must get wet, and one who walks out in the sunshine will feel warm, so too, one who lives in Eretz Yisrael will feel and absorb the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. That person will simply be saturated with Kavod Elokim, the honor and glory of God. The Rav is explaining that by definition, Eretz Yisrael is synonymous with Hasharas Hashchina. By definition, Eretz Yisrael is synonymous with Kedusha, because this is the land where God dwells. Certain places, says the Rav, where the prophets thousands of years ago had conversations with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where our Nevi'im prophesied, where God spoke to them, and where they spoke to us the word of God. Certain places where the prophets thousands of years ago had conversations with the Kodesh Baruch Hu are still endowed with the potential of Hasharas Hashchina for everyone. You know, when we travel to Eretz Yisrael, for some of you who are listening, you may be living, have this chus of living in Eretz Yisrael, you just feel different than you feel in Chutz Arts. It's not something tangible. The water feels the same. The earth technically feels the same. The air seems to be the same. And yet we all know that when we land in Eretz Yisrael, or for those who live in Eretz Yisrael, from the moment you land there till the second you leave, you feel entirely different. And it's not something you could explain to anybody in words. It's a feeling. Why? Because the Rav explains how Sha'aris HaShechina is as real in Eretz Yisrael as rain is in England and as sun is on the African savannah. Continues Rav Salvechik, those who want to can receive the Shechina even today. Quote, anyone who is in Eretz Yisrael and kisses the stones where the prophets walked merits to share in the divine presence, regardless of whether he is a great rabbinic scholar or not. Every simple folk who walks the streets of Yerushalayim, who sees the Golan Heights, who visits the Ma'aras HaMachpelah and Hebron, you feel different. Because, the Rav says, the divine presence is accessible and available to every Jew who walks the land, whether he is a great rabbinic scholar or not. Quote, the gates of heaven are open to Tzion. Anything that emerges or comes down from the gates of heaven comes down to Tzion. And I love this next line of the Rav, quote, there are special windows in heaven that are open only to Tzion. I'm going to repeat those couple of sentences. It's worth hearing them again. It's worth it for me to recite them again. The gates of heaven are open to Tzion. Anything that emerges or comes down from the gates of heaven come down to Tzion. There are special windows in heaven that are only open to Tzion. And now the Rav quotes our Pasuk, Parshas Eikev, Perek et Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis of the Book of Devarim. Eretz asher Hashem Elokecha doresh osa. She is a land that Hashem your God seeks out. Tamid einei Hashem Elokecha, but always and consistently the eyes of Hashem your God are upon this land. Mereshis Hashana v'ad Achrishana. Every moment of time, from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, the Ribbono Shel Olam is looking at Eretz Yisrael, seeking out Eretz Yisrael, desiring Eretz Yisrael. Says Rav Salvechik, quote, no other land in the world can imitate this quality. All one needs to do is open oneself up to the divine flow, which is like dew or a stream coming down upon the land from heaven. This is a quote from The Lord is Righteous in All His Ways. What a passionate, beautiful description. I feel God is so interested and invested into Eretz Yisrael. And if we have a mitzvah, v'halachta bedrachav, maseches sota yudal aleph, to go in the ways of God, ma'hu af ata, and we too have a mitzvah to be interested in Eretz Yisrael, to seek out Eretz Yisrael, to cry, to yearn, to desire the land of Israel. A vignette related to Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Cook, Zatzal, the first chief rabbi of Palestine, and a tremendous Ohev Yisrael and Ohev Eretz Yisrael. Unconditional love. The Gemara states Rabbi Abba used to kiss the boulders of Akko, Meseches Ksubos. Rav Simcha Cook related the Rav Cook's explanation of this statement. What is Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen's Cook explanation into the statement Rabbi Abba used to kiss the boulders of Akko? Asked Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Cook, what was so special about these boulders? Why did Rabbi Abba kiss them as opposed to kissing the ground itself? Rav Cook explained as follows. Had Rabbi Abba kissed clods of dirt, we might have thought he did so because dirt yields fruits and vegetables. We might have concluded the significance and sanctity of Eretz Yisrael is contingent upon land-related mitzvos, like Trumos and Maisos, like Shemitah and Yova. Oh, you would think Rabbi Abba kisses the dirt because the dirt gives us fruits and vegetables and produce. The dirt gives us trees, which act as shade. Because the dirt gives us and yields its produce, Rabbi Abba kissed the dirt, because he was happy that the land would yield to us, the people of the land. However, says Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Cook, to avoid such a misconception, Rabbi Abba kissed the boulders, the stones, the rocks, which are incapable of producing fruit or any other produce for that matter. This demonstrated, says Rav Cook, that Rabbi Abba's love for Eretz Yisrael was unconditional. It wasn't dependent on the Jaffa oranges. It wasn't dependent on the trees producing zeitim, anavim, rimonim. It wasn't dependent on the chita and the seor that grows from the land. No. The reason Rabbi Abba kissed the land, says Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Cook, is because he loved it unconditionally, not contingent upon what it gives us. And therefore he kissed the boulders, to show that he had pure love for the land. Concludes Rav Cook, this demonstrated that his love for Eretz Yisrael was unconditional, and that the sanctity, the holiness of the land, is independent of any external factor. As the Pasuk says, Eretz asher Hashem Elokecha doresh osa, if God seeks out the land, surely we too must seek out the land. Tamid einei Hashem Elokecha ba. God's eyes are always upon the land. And whether we live in Eretz Yisrael and we are zocha to that zchus, or whether we live in Chutz La'aretz, our eyes and our hearts, our minds and our thoughts, our emotions and our passions must be concerned with Eretz Yisrael. Ve'reishis Hashana v'ad Achris Shana, from the beginning until the very end of the year. Because like the Rav says, there are special windows in heaven that are open only to Tzion. May we be zeucha to see the ultimate binyan, the ultimate rebuilding of Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael with the Bias Gold Tzedek. Thank you everyone for learning with me. I wish you a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos. Kol Tov.